Before the pandemic turned the world upside down, more than 13% of Maine households struggled with food insecurity. In the before times, that was the highest rate of hunger in New England and the 12th highest in the country. But with so many people now out of work, the number is projected in Maine to grow to 18%. As part of our series, Deep Dive Coronavirus, Susan Sharon reports on how local food pantries are struggling to keep up with what the state's largest hunger relief organization calls an unprecedented need for help.
In Piscataquis County, one of the poorest in Maine, food is flying off the shelves of the Dover-Foxcroft area food cupboard. Cars start arriving an hour ahead of the scheduled grocery pickup. By 10 a.m., the line stretches down a long driveway and onto the street.
Hello, Marcel. How are you today?
Intake manager Deb Ligurcio greets each person as a small group of volunteers loads a bag of groceries and a bag of fresh potatoes into their trunks. She also passes out instructions for cooking ham. 200 hams have been donated by Herring Brothers Meats in the nearby town of Guilford.
The new schedule, and there's a recipe for ham and split pea soup.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
A few months ago, the food cupboard was serving about 75 families who could come inside the pantry and select a grocery cart full of meat, fresh produce, frozen and canned goods, two times a month. Now it's a drive-through distribution, and there's nothing perishable. An extra pickup day has been added to the calendar, but there's only enough food to pass out one bag of groceries and a few extra items at a time. Since COVID-19, there are about 120 families regularly showing up.
Mostly people tell us that there one or more people in the family are out of work now.
Karen King is the operations manager for the food cupboard, who volunteers more than 25 hours a week on top of her regular part-time job at the local hospital.
Unemployment's been difficult to get to. The grocery stores sometimes don't have the things that people need at this time, and I think some people are afraid to go out.
And it's very stressful. One finds that you just feel, you don't even realize how the stress is impacting you.
Sandra, who declined to give her last name, says her need for the food cupboard has increased in the last few months. But she says she's more concerned about some of her neighbors.
Opportunities are disappearing for people, and it's leaving poor people very insecure. It's frightening.
Beth Wetmore of Dover and her sister were the first ones in line. She's got five kids and says she's been finding it difficult to keep food in the house.
I'm disabled, but my husband lost hours, so his income's gone down. And my daughter is trying to find work, but no luck yet.
Wetmore says she's grateful for the groceries and also the soap, handmade face masks, and children's books that are also being handed out. Piscataquis County has a poverty rate of about 18%, according to the U.S. Census, and families aren't the only ones who have a hard time accessing food. One in four residents is over the age of 65. 80-year-old Wesley Parkman says he and his wife would be unable to get by without the food cupboard.
We'd be going hungry without it. I'm on Social Security, and that's all I got for an income. So anything that we can eat, we're happy to have.
Parkman has been relying on the food cupboard for about a year. But around the state, hundreds of food pantries are seeing people that they've never seen before. And like the Dover-Foxcroft area food cupboard, they've had to reduce the amount of food they can distribute. Despite generous community support, some are also having to spend more money. Bob Moore is the director of the Augusta Food Bank.
Well, I'm anticipating about a 20% increase to our budget this year, and probably it's close to a 40% increase in our food costs. So we're having to spend more money than we've ever spent before for just regular items that we used to be able to get through Good Shepherd.
Good Shepherd is the state's largest hunger relief organization, which partners with supermarkets and others to provide food to local pantries, meal sites, and to schools. When the pandemic struck in March, it disrupted the entire distribution system.
When it first hit, we definitely saw almost an immediate decline in food donations from the retail stores.
Kristen Maley is president of Good Shepherd, who says about 40% of the food that's distributed comes from big supermarkets that are still struggling to keep some shelves stocked. So Maley says her organization has also had to start purchasing food to meet the demands of its partners.
We've allocated about $4 million over the past 2 months to buy food. Normally, we buy about $1.5 million over the course of an entire year. So to spend $4 million in a two-month period is just astronomical for us.
Even with the state reopening and some people going back to work, food insecurity in Maine is projected to grow to 18%, and Good Shepherd expects to spend $6.5 million by the end of August.
We have been incredibly blessed by the generosity of Mainers, and we have been definitely seeing a significant increase in donations. And we're trying now to balance, do we just buy as much food as we can right now, or what do we need to plan for to make sure we're able to respond to the need 3 months from now, 6 months from now, 12 months from now?
You got some frozen stuff in here. You don't want to travel with it too long.
Back at the Dover Foxcroft area food cupboard, Karen King and the other volunteers send another patron on her way. No matter what happens, Karen King says she wants all Mainers to know that she and the others are here to help anyone who needs it.
No matter the circumstances, if they're temporary or they're going to be long-term, you know, we're all here. The food we get is for people in Maine. So come and get it.
For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.